Behold, he comes.
Welcome to The Watchman. Get ready for awakening teachings on the end times, Bible prophecy, and on the times and seasons in which we live. The King is coming.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wonderful things are happening. Amen. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 62 and verse 6. It says, I've set watchmen on your walls, O Uganda. They shall never hold their peace day or night. You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent. Praise the Lord. Go to the next verse. And give him no rest till he establishes, until he makes Uganda a praise in the earth. Praise the Lord. Now the Lord has established us as watchmen who are not going to rest until we see the will of the Lord done on this earth. Praise the Lord. And we stand, and the certainty that we have is now even increased, because you know, there are things which happen and people might look at them in a certain way, but inwardly you know that it is leading to something totally different from what it appears to lead to. Praise the Lord. Now, of course, this might be wisdom that is beyond certain people who have chosen to take the carnal path. But the reality is that people like that always witness when something has happened, and they didn't know that something special was happening in their midst when it actually was happening, because they wait to see it rather than first believe it, rather than first be consumed by it, then they see it happening. Praise the Lord. But you know, I thank you so much for the love that I have never felt so loved. Even when I was locked away in some kind, you know? And even when my enemies did everything in their power, like to humiliate me. You understand? Lock you up with phone thieves, people who are there because of 200,000, and you spend 2 weeks conversing with those guys. Praise the Lord. Now you know there are certain things. I think the person who created prisons had a visitation to hell. Because even the guys told me that prison is hell on earth. But there are certain things which you take for granted until they have been taken away from you. For instance, seeing the sunset. Now there at 4 p.m. they lock you up in a warehouse. So you never see it getting dark, and you never see it getting light. So 4 p.m. And now the one thing which abused me is that before they come and count you, you know, like stock. Have you ever seen some guy counting stock? They count you, then they make sure that everything that is, the numbers that they expect are the ones which are there. Then they say, okay. Then you hear the chigate. I only saw those things in movies. You hear the chigate. Then then you hear the guy pressing a huge padlock. Bam! Then another one. Bam! And it is 4 p.m. So you see it, and there's activity. You try to make yourself busy. Then you look and say, it must be midnight. Then you look, it's 8 p.m. And then you're like, man, so now, just the sun, coming out to see the sun. Now, they decided to be raining. And now when it rains, they lock you in, whether it's day. Apparently, it's easier for prisoners to escape in rain. So I decided to just block the rain. Now, I have never practiced that thing like I did this time, because I needed the sun. So there was a time, now when I told some guy who had, some people of course have been there years, eh? That's what humbles you, because I talked to somebody who had been there 10 years. I said, I haven't gotten used to hearing these gates locking behind you at what, at 4 p.m. Then the guy, I said, maybe at some stage I will get used to it. Then the guy, he was an old man, he told me very calmly, Omanyi Muzei, I've been here 10 years, I've still not gotten used to it. I said, man, 10 years? And you still can't get used to hearing that gate, kah! You know, and then they lock. Then I noticed that the building had very bad earthing. Gadgets are getting spoiled and what? I said, what if this building catches fire? Then there's a guy who sleeps in there next to you. I said, hey, so there's somebody who sleeps here, so he would open for us if it caught fire. They told me, no, that one will just add another padlock. Apparently, it's better for a prisoner to die than to escape. And that's how they think. And the first thing that came to mind was, you know that story in Acts of the Apostles, eh? When there was a shipwreck, eh? And then one of the soldiers wanted to kill all the prisoners, lest they escape. You remember that, eh? Then it said some guy, in order to save Paul, said, no, 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 let's not kill. But that's how they think. That's how all prison guards, all of them think like that. Like you'd rather die. And doesn't matter what crime. Like that is their thing. You have been brought here for safe custody. Eh? So be here. So they count you at 4. Then they lock you in a warehouse with huge metal bars. Then they come at 5:30 in the morning and count you as if you became an angel and flew. I said, these guys, we are here. You left us here. There is no way out. But you know that's... It's part of like trying to put you down. Eh? Count you at in the morning. Then at 9 a.m., they count you again. Then at 1 p.m., bah, they count you again. Then at 4 p.m., they count you again. Then sometimes when people have come back at 9 p.m., they count you again. Then you see guys taking books. Eh? How many have you counted? What? Then you look at them and now, anyway. But the interesting thing is this. Eh? In all of that, now I'll tell you this. This is where I'm going to end with those stories. Eh? Because we have a word here to listen to. Now I'll tell you this. You know the interesting thing is this. Eh? that place, you know this world is funny. It's very near. You know where you pass like this every day, drive your car. Then you just branch off a bit and now you can even hear bidigida, people dancing, what music. Eh? Yet you're so near, yet you're so far. Like the feeling of like there's life outside. It's not like you are in some, you know, far away. You're in the middle of town and you can hear all the activity, but it is so distant from you. And if you had told me that somebody can spend 10 years in a place not bigger than this ground here, I would say that's a lie. But then you find the guys who are, you wake up in the morning, come out, drink porridge, wait for lunch, go to sleep. Like you become like an animal. You know, animals are the ones who are like that. Eh? Yeah. Just wake up, eat, and sleep. And that's the anyway. But in all of that, the first day at the beginning, I said, Lord, I'm tired of being in this place. I want to go home. He told me, Kakana, you are not about to. I just been there 3 days. He told me you are not about to. He said that when you leave, their judgment will be complete. So you first chill here until their judgment is complete. So now you know what we're expecting. Eh? Now you are going to see it. Eh? Amen? Because after that, I actually started praising God. Every night I was praising God. I was praising Him. I would even sleep and wake up when I'm praising. Like I dream when I'm in front of His throne praising Him. And I was just happy. For some reason, I was happy. Until when I would get out of that, whatever, then I start reminding myself, man, I'm in prison. I've been here for a number of days. Eventually, I think 16 days. But then, when I'm just thinking that, then now the whole thing of praising God. Now, you are going to see that everything that we've asked God for materializes in this time. Eh? It says, and give the Lord no rest. Till He establishes, until He makes Uganda a praise in the earth. Because, you know, Uganda is not a praise. It is a reproach. Praise the Lord. It's a what? You go somewhere and you produce your Ugandan passport and people look at you like a flea because of the country that you're what? Coming from. And you need a visa to go everywhere. They say your country has been blacklisted as a country where everybody wants to flee the country. So even you who wants no business, of course, who is just going outside, somehow they treat you with suspicion. Because the nation is some kind of, you know, reproach. Everybody wants to run away. Nobody seems to be happy in their nation. There is no pride about people in their nation. But then, Uganda is the chosen nation of the Lord for this end time. Eh? Now, that one cannot be contested. Eh? So now, our work is to be the watchmen on the wall who are being set up, who will give the Lord no rest until he establishes and makes Uganda a praise. And now when you present your passport, you can travel to so many countries without any need for a visa. Because your country is so good, nobody expects that you are running away. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, some of you think that's impossible, but I'm telling you, I've seen it. Eh? Some of you think it's impossible, but I'm telling you, I have seen it. It is going to happen. I have seen it. Amen. It is surely going to happen. Amen. And in a short time. Because some people think that, GDP growth, this, and then we go to this. No, there's not going to be any such thing as GDP growth. There's just going to be explosion of powerful things, which are now, people have just been getting a glimpse of them. But they cannot come out now when the people who are in power are going to give glory to the devil. So they will come out in real time when it's for the glory of God. Amen? Amen. You man, there's something you gave me about the light coming. Do you remember that vision? About the Lord coming and the light as if emanates from Uganda and goes to. You remember it? Vividly, you can tell us. Tell us that vision. I just want to lift people's faith.
Praise the Lord. The vision begins when the Lord first lifts up Papa. He's seated on a throne and somehow the throne, the person who was seated in it, whom I'm not going to mention, was stumbled over, and a hand came from heaven and was cleaning the throne. But as it cleaned the throne, it turned it into a fiery gold, like the throne was on fire, like a king's throne. And Papa is put on that throne, and the hand lifts Papa from down, like from earth, and lifts him up before the throne of the Lord in heaven. And the Lord speaks certain things, that it is now time, and all that speaks to Papa a bit. And then I see the same hand cut off Uganda. You know how the map of Africa is, like you're looking from up, and then Uganda is just cut off from the border, and it is lifted up. It's lifted up, and as it's being lifted up, it begins to blow, like, you know, it begins like that bulb. Like it's being lifted up, then you see it like a bulb shining, and the light is radiating first to the countries around it. Then as it goes up and up, it becomes brighter and it radiates all over Africa. And then it goes up, and then all of a sudden it's radiating out of Africa and to the world. And then it kind of, then Uganda kind of joins with the sun. And now, like Uganda becomes the sun. It just disappears into the sun. And now it is shining. Its light is, it radiates the whole world. So that is the vision.
Praise the Lord. You know, you have to understand that God in the scripture has never used favorites. He uses underdogs. Amen? So that his glory is known. So that no flesh shall glory in his presence. Praise the Lord. So now when you say that about Uganda, the light is going to come from here and spread across the world. You say Uganda, then the God says that's the best country to use. Because then nobody would think that it's the hand of the flesh. Glory to God. And he has always done that. There is not a single favorite whom he has used. He always chooses. You know, remember what Mary said when the angel had just left? Then she praised the Lord and says, you've looked upon the lowly state of your maid servant. And now she has been chosen by God to do the most powerful thing. But she's a very humble person, like a nobody, an absolute nobody. And that's the person who God says, you are the one who is going to give birth to the Messiah. Praise the Lord. Now, when you start looking for favorites, you know, we grew up with a certain sense of church. You know, you have to, in America, you remember that time, TV and what, and, you know, looking at preachers on TV. And now somebody was telling me the other day, when I was away, somebody tells me that there was a program, and the Americans are saying, we don't know why God is no longer doing any miracles now. Like, there's no miracles. Then they say that, you know, this is the time between Malachi and Matthew, when God went silent. Can you imagine? And those are the people whom we once looked up to as what? Leaders. But they are totally dry. The spirit of the world entered them, and then they started becoming woke. Then they started discussing, you know, and this is how it comes. They start getting talking points of the world and making them church talking points, like homosexuality. No, but you know, is it what? I had one TDJ saying, you know, every generation has had things which they grapple with. You know, in the times of Paul, they were grappling with this. Then also in other times, they were grappling with this. Then other times, they were grappling with tongues. Now, the issue of our day is homosexuality. And I wanted to enter the TV and pull out his beard. Like, how can you be reduced to that? But there was a time we looked up to this, for you know, But how can you be reduced to that? That the world gives you its talking points, and you jump on them and start talking about that? Then you wonder why you are in between Malachi and Matthew. For us, we are in Revelation. For you, you'll be there in... You know that thing, there is a blank page in your Bible, eh? So for them, they are blank. For me, they're blank. Then one of them in the discussion says, but you people, just because God is not doing miracles here, doesn't mean he's not doing miracles anywhere. Then they are like, you shut up. If they are not in America, they are nowhere. But now, if world prosperity came from there, it would be, people would take the glory, you understand? Eh? But if it comes from Uganda, even in East Africa, we are fake. Even in Africa, where what? Hey. But then he said, Uganda? Then God says, yes, Uganda. That's the only way the glory will be mine. Praise the Lord. And now, throughout scripture, that's how it has always been. God will choose a complete underdog and says, this is the person who is going to save. I mean, from David to Gideon to who? And that's it. A theme throughout the scripture. I dare you to mention one person who appeared to have power whom God chose. None. He chooses the weakest. Just to show that he's the one used, you know? So now, when you hear something like that about Uganda, you know we are not going to rest until he establishes. And until, Uganda becomes a praise in all the earth. Because that is the will of the Lord. Amen? So, he gets a nation like this one, puts in very important things, puts in the top prophetic voice in the whole world, in Uganda. And then you think we are normal, we are not. We are not, praise the Lord. Now, and this thing, when he told me, I saw, because I'd seen something like this. And at the beginning of it, some years ago, it was difficult for me to conceptualize and say, how is this going to happen? Man, we are fake. How is this going to happen? We are known for all the bad things. Now we have become the world's virus, what? Epidemic capital. When Ebola failed, they went back to COVID. Somebody said, when you are in prison, the guy came back to talk about vaccination again. But you know, you had to wait for me to go to prison. Now you think I'm not that important, but you will see. You will see. You think I'm. You think he thinks he's all that. I am all that. Because I had to be somewhere locked away where I don't even have access to my phone. So one day I was looking in the what? In the TV. There is a TV in that warehouse. So the news. I hear the guy say, now to access if you have to vaccinate. I was like, okay, I will come out of here. And I'm coming for you. And you think I'm joking, but I'm going for him. Okay. I wish I could tell you some of the things that, like, now I know, eh? Praise the Lord, eh? Which I didn't know before. So actually, I got to know them when I was in the warehouse. Eh? When I was in the warehouse, praise the Lord, with phone thieves and what? And give him no rest till he establishes, until he makes Uganda a praise in all the earth. Praise the Lord. Next verse. Then he says, the Lord has sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no longer give your gold and your diamonds and your oil to Bazungu because of fake leaders. Eh? Surely you will no longer. Now, give your grain as food for your enemies. You know that's what happened in Uganda? You know that's what happens? We get all the wealth and give it away to China. Then we go to China asking for money, which is just colored paper. And yet we are giving them something actual. Now you saw the Simanyi US Africa Summit. Big presidents going to America to beg. What are they begging for? For colored paper. And America is taking gold and diamonds and real things, real wealth. You see, when the devil deceived the people that wealth is money, wealth has nothing to do with money. Money is a creation of men to dupe others. They give you billions of dollars, which they print. But they take your minerals, precious minerals, which they don't have. So the other day I was seeing the Kenyan president. We went to South Korea and was talking and saying, you know, South Korea should open up jobs for Kenyans because we are good at this, good at that. Then he even cracked a deal for South Koreans through their Samsung and other whatever brands to come and make chips. These chips like for, not the ones for eating. Eh? Those chips, eh? From Kenya. And then I said, but God, when will we ever get a president? Now, look at this guy, man, doing things which... But this one is just going there like this, to America to beg. Like, man, total disgrace. Total disgrace. Praise the Lord. Now, but wait. We shall overtake Kenya. Like a chizungirizi, eh? Because God has chosen us. Not Kenya. He has chosen us. Amen? He has chosen us. Now, the things. Surely I will no longer give your grain as food for your enemies. And the sons of a foreigner shall not drink your new wine for which you have labored. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Now, if you want to see this, you go to some of the biggest gold mines in Uganda, like that one in Tororo, where Chinese are getting almost 1,000 kilograms of gold every day, and they are paying the people who are working there 5,000 shillings a day. And then you see that there's a man. That's why we sit down and cry to God and say, God, our nation. And we are not going to rest until he establishes and makes Uganda praise. We will not rest. Praise the Lord. Now we might just go for break, Christmas break, eh? But we are coming back. Eh? But even in Christmas, we are not going to rest. Eh? But we shall not be together. Eh? We shall go, but we shall stick to something that we believe in until we see the end of it. Praise the Lord. The sons of the foreigner shall not drink our new wine, eh? For which we have labored. Go ahead. But those who have gathered it shall eat it and praise the Lord. Those who have brought it together shall drink it in my holy courts. Praise the Lord. Verse 11. Indeed, the Lord has proclaimed to the ends of the world, say to the daughter of Uganda, surely your salvation is coming. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work is before him. Praise the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now I've seen the people who are Catholics, but indeed the Lord has proclaimed to the end of the world, said to the daughter of Zion, surely your salvation is coming. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Go to the next verse. Then he says, and they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you shall be called the sought after, a country not forsaken. When I was praising the Lord, this is the word he gave me for Uganda. You shall be sought after, not seeking to run out of your country. People shall be asking for visas to come where? You shall be the one sought after. Now, I do not want you to think of something that is so distant. It is not. It is not. Let me tell you, one small thing tips the balance. I'm not talking about leadership. I'm talking about what he speaks of in Haggai chapter 2, verse 8. The desire of the nations. Eh? Something so precious that suddenly shows up within our boundaries. And now everybody is interested in cutting deals with us. Amen? And we even know who we are going to cut deals with. We are somewhere in the future. Eh? We know, praise the Lord. There is no uncertainty. We know. So if you believe with us, it is time to celebrate. Go and enjoy your what? A nation that was once known for corruption, for the worst roads, for, you know, sectarianism. For sectarianism. Now, we'll be known for something different. We'll be called the sought after. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I remember I saw some of you when I was boarding the bus. I saw people's faces as if they had been hit by the world. Like what are those things? Meteorite. There's somebody, I won't say the name. Was like, and I looked and the truth is, I knew I was going to board the bus because I knew what was being planned. I knew what they had planned. I knew I was supposed to go there and, yeah. And then I reached there and they had been preparing for me from morning, even before I went to court. They told us that Kableta is coming. I said, when did you know that? Sawatano, I was in court at 3:30, 4 p.m. But everything had already been set to the other side, that I was going to go ahead in that bus. Now, the funny thing is, I grew up fearing that bus. Like I would look and say, man, when it would pass there, I remember when, like, I would see people on Friday. Man, boarding the bus, you say, man, life is hard. You're going to be there the whole weekend. Man, I was there 2 weekends. And now, then some guy told me that, weekend. And that's the truth, because the only hope is court. Now, on Thursday, if you haven't been called to court on Friday, then you know the next time is Tuesday. Because if you're not going on Friday, then Monday, that's when they can maybe give you some warrant to come. Then you appear on Tuesday. So when Thursday night closes and nothing has happened, you just have to chill, man. Now, but you know, we are adjustable. It's not prosperity, but man, you adjust and you be there and you chill. The worst part, by the way, is here is what I found the worst part of that experience. And I'm going to end here. is finding that the people who are in prison, the biggest crime they've committed is being poor. There's somebody who I found serving a 2-year sentence or pay a fine of 300,000, and he did not have the 300,000, and he has done 1 year so far. 300,000 Uganda shilling. And I was like, man. Then there was one who had just left, who was taken to Zira for not putting on a mask. He spent there 2 years. 2 years. 2 years for not putting on a mask. And they even forget about you. Even the courts forget about you. It's actually the prison authorities who go to court and say, man, you guys, how can this guy be on remand for 2 years for a mask? Then the court say, hey, okay. Then they call you to court. Then they sentence you to 3 months. And then, of course, they put you on remand, and so you go home. Like, somebody is on 4.5 years. 4.5 years on remand. And you know what the crime is? Trespass. 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 They are waiting to see a judge. Then when I went to court, I realized that they are only prosecuting attorneys. They are not defense attorneys except for people who are prosperity anointing. And in the legal system, the government is supposed to provide a defense attorney for those who cannot afford one. That's what we will do when we are in power. Because somebody like that is only there because nobody is speaking out for him. And there are many like this. So when I was there, one day they came up with a thing of doing plea bargain. You know plea bargain. Admit you did something and they give you a sentence. So I reached there and people were asking me. Everybody would come and ask me, should I go? I said, tell me the truth. You know they tell you so many lies. Eh? What did you do? And I will tell you the truth of what you should do. Now, when the plea bargain came, at that night before it started, when I was praying, the Lord told me to pray for them. Because I was really touched by the injustice. Young people, 21, 22, 23, their lives are being wasted away there. Like they have greedy barbarians in power who have taken away everything. They have destroyed their lives, now they have locked them up. And you think that I was feeling about myself. I was saying, like people whose the prime of their life is being wasted away there. Somebody says, a hawker, these hawkers whom they find, eh? The guy has been there 1.5 years. They found him selling tembe, eh? But has he seen the magistrate? No. Bail. I mean, whatever. Remand. He comes. So they wake up in the morning, Bambi. And the only way out of there is through court. Eh? You wait the changes I do in court. Eh? Because there is a lot of injustice. The only way out of there is through court. So people wake up in the morning at 5. And they pray for those. They call those who are going to court. And they pray for them. Mukama, tuyambe abalamuzi babereyo. Ne state attorney abereyo. The guy has been there 1 year for hawking. He has never seen a magistrate. The last time his case appeared, Chirindi, a group of them, remand. They are waiting to see a magistrate. 1 year later. And Bambi, they pray and what? And they are really passionate. They are like, you see people whose lives are being destroyed. And then the guy, you see them boarding the bus with hope. Then they take like 120 and like 115 come back. The others, Mulamuzi Tava Day. And the Mulamuzi is probably in a sauna somewhere, getting a massage or something. And somebody's life is being destroyed. Like, by the way, maybe, okay, I won't say it's good, but maybe it was. Eh? Because I learned so many things in that place. Eh? There is a level of injustice in this country, which is unprecedented. So when the plea bargain came at night, I was praying, and the Lord told me, pray for those who are going for plea bargain. So I prayed, and you know, there are people who, there are judges who are, I mean, magistrates who are just harsh. They what? You know, they are sadists. You know, sadists. And then this guy has no defense attorney, but there is a prosecutor. And the prosecutor does her work by calling for the maximum sentence. That's what they are called to do. But they're supposed to be the other side. But the boat is not balanced. So I prayed for them. So like 450 were released. Through that plea bargain. All the people were whatever. And I really, really prayed for them. I hardly slept until the morning count. I did not sleep until they came to count in the morning. I prayed for them. I prayed for them. Because I saw a lot of injustice. You ask people. Of course, so many of them lie to you. And others tell the truth. Okay, half truths. And, but then you realize there is injustice. And then there is a laxity. I wish the people who are in court would just go and get a perspective of the people who are in prison, eh? And see how different it is. When I would wake up and see them band, Mukama Tuyambe, Mulamuzi Abedeyo, Mukama, then I would feel so sad. And then I know the Mulamuzi is probably going to be having a cappuccino. And then they tell him, 1 month extra. Come back January 10th. That's Christmas down. Then January 10th he comes. The Mulamuzi is probably in what? Still in Christmas. Come back January 30th. That's what happens. That's how they end up with those years. So, we shall not rest until he establishes and makes Uganda praise. Glory to God. There are things you cannot know until you experience them. You cannot know them until you experience them. You know, I would stand up and walk like this, and people ran to me. Man, this is my case, this is my case. And I'm like, I can't help you guys. Like, man, what? Then when I was leaving, coming to court, all of them gathered around me and said, but also when I put down, I said, Rwachi. Said, Kati Gomula Mzita Yiza Mutavida, yo Musango Gugwa Kamera. And that might have been a bit reassuring, but it was sad. It was sad. So, praise the Lord. But, we shall not give him rest until he establishes and makes Uganda a praise in all the earth. Praise the Lord. Amen? So we are not waving these flags for nothing. We are waving these flags because we love our country and because God loves our country. Praise the Lord. Eh? Say thank you, Father, for loving Uganda. Hallelujah. Say it again. Glory to God. And because you loved Uganda, say it. And because you loved Uganda, you gave us the topmost prophetic voice of this dispensation. And because you loved Uganda, you sent us David, your leader, a man after your own heart. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. If you don't believe it, you will be fine. That is not going to stop me from achieving. You know, let the Lord is my witness that I do not seek any glory of my own. And people think there is some privilege. And that's why people even fight you. People who are supposed to be with you, who are supposed to wish you well, then they fight you because they think they serve. Let me tell you, the only privilege is in serving God. Amen? Is in what? That's it. And in whatever capacity he has chosen me to serve. And I'm not going to seek anybody's consent. So, because you see, there are people who are petty. This is for all of us. So, the Lord is my witness. I do not seek any glory of my own. I do not do my own things. I honestly, truly, truly, truly serve God with all my heart, as best as I know how. Glory to God. As best as I know how. Now, I don't have any purpose of my own. His purpose is my purpose. His plan is my plan. I ceased having plans of my own long time ago. Now it is just about him. Praise the Lord. So even when the plan involves me being in a warehouse, I praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Whatever I go through, I will praise the Lord. And I will fear no evil. And I will state that nothing compares to the promise that we have in him. Praise the Lord. Nothing. There is absolutely nothing that compares to the promise that we have in him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just in 1 minute, I want all of you to stand up and pray for Uganda. In just 1 minute. Actually, don't pray for Uganda. Just thank God for the victory that we are moving in. Thank God for the victory. Say, thank you, Father, for the victory that we are moving in. Say it in your own words. Lift up your voices. Don't whisper.
You said, ask and you will receive whatever you need. You said,
no, it's okay.
Pray and I'll hear from heaven, and I'll heal your land. Yeah.
the name of Jesus, everybody who has connected to this new level, a new level of financial glory, a new level of influence. Your borders are extended to a whole new level, a new level of spirituality, a new level of spiritual understanding, a new level in every area of your life, in the name of Jesus. Everything in your life goes to a new level. Even marriages touch a new level of romance and bliss, new level of everything, in the name of Jesus. Now, but a new level of financial blessing. Now, this is what you're connecting with here today. And as sure as I'm a servant of the Lord, I release this to you right now, in the name of Jesus. And everybody who has connected shall not operate at the same level they have been operating at. Everything about them changes. Their abode changes. Their associations change. Their acceptance changes. Their influence changes. Their scope changes. Some will cross borders for the first time, in the name of Jesus. Their financial glory changes. And they attract money that is bigger than they've ever attracted. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now I speak that to everyone here who has connected, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I speak it upon their lives. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And even promotions at workplaces. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now receive it, just receive it. Say, I receive that new level. Say, I receive that higher level, new higher level. Just say, I receive it, I receive it. I say, I receive the higher level of finances, higher level of spirituality, higher level of discernment, higher level of influence, higher level of acceptance in the name of Jesus, and higher level of authority. In Jesus' name. Say, I receive it. Amen. Amen.
That was The Watchman. Join us at our Friday fellowship, 6 p.m. at Uma Upper Gardens, Nakawa, Kampala. To connect to the anointing upon The Watchman, you can give through the ministry mobile money lines, that is +256 780 292 555 or +256 755 292 555. Follow us on our Facebook page, The Watchman, on Twitter at UG Watchman, Instagram at @the_UG Watchman, and on YouTube, Ugandan Watchman. Or send us an email to info@ugwatchman.com. For more information on previous messages, on how to give, resources and more, visit our website at ugwatchman.com. The Watchman, the King is coming.